This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Winter's always a good time to make a plan for your garden. There's more time to look over plant catalogs and surf the web. I would also suggest using the color wheel. Having a mishmash of color is certainly fine if it doesn't give you visual overload. Mixing too many colors doesn't allow your eyes to gaze more thoroughly, but can deliver a dizzying sight that isn't necessarily calming. Using a color wheel will guide you. There are three primary colors, red, blue, and yellow. These are colors that can't be made by mixing any other color. Then come the secondary colors, orange, green, and purple, or violet if you prefer. Then come the tertiary colors, such as blue-green, orange-yellow. Opposite colors on the wheel are called complementary colors, like blue and orange, red and green, yellow and violet. These colors can make the other look brighter. They complement each other. For a soft look, analogous colors deliver. They're colors that are right next to each other on the color wheel. For example, yellow, yellow, orange, and yellow, green. Cornell University suggests you use the middle color as the predominant color and the shades on either side to a lesser extent. Also, keep the intensity of the colors the same. Monochromatic gardens use just one color. A moonlight garden is monochromatic as it uses shades of white. In these gardens, texture is key for diversity in both flowers and foliage. The triad theme uses three colors that are opposite on the wheel, blue, red, and yellow, or use their secondary colors, green, orange, and violet. These gardens can pop. There are also warm colors like reds, oranges, and yellows, and cool colors, blues, violets, and greens. Light pink is also a cool color. Check out my Garden Bite website for examples of all these combinations, for good or bad. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.